All right, we're going to continue today in a lesson that we had done earlier. We're going to be still in the book of John, John chapter 8. We're going to try to finish up John chapter 8 today. So we'll start in John chapter 8, verse 31, and try to get our way through the end of John chapter 8. So let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer, and we'll get started. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the light of the world. Thank you for the truth that we can know in him. Thank you for the freedom that can be found in him. And my prayer is, as today, as we talk about him, that you will help us to understand him, that you will help us to see him and to know him and to trust him and walk with him. Be with us now as we open up your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. All right, so he's speaking to a group of people who believed in him. He said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So let's look at what he's saying here. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So Jesus had been proclaiming to these people that he was the light of the world, and now they have received him, or they believed him. And what he's saying here is that there is actions indicative of true faith. That if I truly believe him, if I truly received him, then I will walk with him and my life will be expressed in a living faith that is lived out in my words, my thoughts, and my actions. Jesus said to those who believed in him. And I want to go back a little bit into the book of John with you and share something with you really quick. I want you to watch this. In John chapter 2, John chapter 2, verses 23, it says this. Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, watch what it says. Many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing, but Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. So what did it say? It said these people believed in Jesus, but Jesus was not ready to believe in them. They believed in him, but Jesus did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and he needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Well, what does it mean? Well, Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that the heart, the human heart, is desperately wicked, and we can't even know ourselves. We live in self-deception. We live in a world full of doubt, and we live in a world where at times I believe one thing, and at other times I believe another thing. And so these people believed in Jesus, but Jesus is not willing to entrust himself to them because he knows man, right? And so going back to John 8, it says, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him. So he's going to put a standard down. And what does he say? If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. What is a disciple? A disciple is someone who is under the discipline of a teacher. And what Jesus is trying to teach us here is that one of the greatest indications that you are truly a child of God is your willingness to abide in his word, to remain in his truth, to allow his truth to mold your mind and your thoughts and your actions and your words and who you are, to allow his word to conform you, to discipline you, to conform you to the image of his of who he is. And so what does he say? If you abide in my words, you're truly my disciples. So there was a lot of people running around saying what? We believe in him. But what is he saying? If you believe me, you'll follow me. If you love me, you'll obey my commandments. If you have a true saving faith, that faith will be walked out in your love for my word. You will express that love in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions. I ask you today, how often do you spend time in His Word? Can you say, can you honestly say to yourself and to your God in heaven who knows your heart, that you love His Word, that you abide in His Word, that you allow His Word to consume you and to grow you and to minister to you and to apply its wisdom to your life? Do you truly abide in His Word? Now, watch what they say. He says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So by abiding in His Word, I will understand what is true. We live in a world today where it's hard to find truth, but God's Word is truth. And He says, if I abide in that Word, I will know what is true. And what will that truth do? It will set me free, right? It will set me free. What does it set me free from? It sets me free from darkness and hate and death and lies. It sets me free from the things of this world. It allows me to become the person God has created me to be instead of the person that this world is trying to make me into. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? God's truth is not a feeling. God's truth is a fact. And if we know that truth, it will affect our feelings. Our feelings are not the truth. Our feelings can be affected by the truth, but they are not the truth. So, those who believe, He sets down a standard. And what does He say? If you truly believe me, you will abide in my word. You will follow me. You will walk with me. And if you do this, if you stay in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I know for a fact that there are many Christians out there who are starving to death spiritually. They spend no time in His Word. Maybe once a week on Sunday they come to the church and they get the pew Bible out from behind the pew and listen to the preacher for a couple minutes, and then they walk away and forget everything that they heard. And they go back out and live the next 6.5 days just like it was every day of the week. And they don't even open their Bibles. They don't even seek to know God. And I want you to think about that. Did you know that recent studies have shown that less than 15% of the people who claim Christianity, who claim to be Christians, less than 15% of those people have ever read the Bible cover to cover? 1 in 7 have actually read the Bible from cover to cover. Now, the Bible is God's Word. The Bible is the truth. The Bible is the promise of God. And you claim that you know Him. You claim that He is your Father. You claim that you have eternal life. And yet if you neglect the very words that give you that promise, that give you that salvation, that give you that hope, you need to question what's going on in your heart. If you're not spending time in His Word every day, if you're not growing in a knowledge of who He is through His truth, you need to question yourself. I know that most people, I think the average is about 12 hours a week watching television. Now, in the world we live in today, a lot of kids will tell you, well, we don't watch television, so let's include our phone screens, our computer screens. I would say that the average person spends at least 10 or 12 hours a week behind a computer screen, right? I get a reminder on my phone every day of how many hours I've spent this week on a computer. So I spend 10 hours a week looking at social media or looking at movies or watching things on the television, watching the sports and things. I spend all that time every week. And yet, how much time do I spend in His Word? You know, there's 168 hours in a week? If you multiply 24 times 7, I think that's 168. I'm not really good at math. But the truth of the matter is the people at the church tell you to give 10% of your wages, 10% of your income to the tithe, right? To make tithes and offerings to the church. Well, how about giving 10% of your time to reading the Bible? To study in God's Word. You realize that would be 16.8 hours a week? I can promise you most pastors don't even get 16.8 hours a week of Bible study in. Think about that. How much time are you spending in His Word? Because what He is saying right here is that if you truly are His disciple, if you are truly under His discipline, if you are truly following and walking with Him, then you abide in His Word. You remain in His Word. He's in me and I'm in Him. I'm walking in His truth and His truth is walking in me. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But how can you and I claim to walk with Him when we're not in His Word? And what did He say? You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Well, think about that. If you are a child of God, if you are a Christian and you're neglecting His Word, you're not studying His truth, you're not walking in His truth, then what's He saying? You're not free. And what you will find, I promise you this, if you do not fill your head and your heart with His truth, then you are leaving your mind and your heart and your life open to the enemy's lies. You will allow yourself to be consumed by the world around you. The death and the darkness and the hate and the lies of this world will fill you up and keep you oppressed, keep you from being the person that God has created you to be. So what do we learn here today? Jesus had been speaking to a group of people who believed Him. Do you believe Him? The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe that? Do you believe Him? Because what He says right here is that if you truly believe Him, if you've truly received Him, then you are His disciple, you are under His discipline, and you will walk in His truth, and His truth will set you free. Let me share one more passage with you and then we'll close. If you turn over to the book of James, in James chapter 1, it says this: but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and he goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Look what it said. The one who looks into the perfect law of God, the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer acts, he will be blessed in his doing. He's reflecting exactly what Jesus said, isn't it? If you will abide in my word, you hear my word, you receive my word, and you walk in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you what? Free. And look what James is saying. The one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, he will be blessed in his doing. Think about that. What is he saying? God's law, God's truth, is a law of liberty. It sets us free. It sets us free from the fear of death. It sets us free from the bondage of sin. It sets us free from the darkness and the death and the hate and the lies of this world and allows us to walk in the freedom of the hope of eternity, of the hope of eternal life, of the promises and the covenant of God. It gives us freedom. And if I truly know Him, if I truly have received Him and believed Him, if I truly am His disciple, Jesus has told us clearly in this passage today that a true disciple walks in His Word. Are you walking in His Word today? Do you know the Scriptures? Have you ever picked up the Bible and just read it from cover to cover? Do you know this truth? Have you received this truth and believe this truth? He says, if you do, you will know that truth, and that truth will set you free. Father, thank you for this time that you've given us together today. Thank you for an opportunity to talk about your word and your truth. And my prayer is that you will put a passion and a desire in the hearts of all of your children for us to grow in your word, to grow in a knowledge of who you are, to help us to understand your truth, and give us, Lord, the wisdom that you promise us through studying that truth, and help us to apply that wisdom to our lives. Help us to use our time wisely, to study, to show ourselves approved workmen that do not have to be ashamed. Help us to be involved in your scriptures on a daily basis, so that we can be true disciples and free indeed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.